Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Shocking Blue bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your business, whether you're starting, running, or growing a business, or trying to get rid of one, which you very well may be doing, and maybe well with the cause. So whatever you need there, we've got something that you can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And my blog is right there, too. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Richard DeKayser has deposited with us over the last 10 years, this month. In fact, this month, Richard, is your 10th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much. I hope there's a present to accompany that.
There is, yeah. It's called in our industry, the 10th anniversary is paper. So look for that. Look for that soon. Hey, Richard. And by the way, folks, I misspoke in the last segment because I got my country icons wrong. Richard, I said Richard's company's name was Pantheon. It's the Parthenon Group. And I do know the difference in the companies and icons. So the Parthenon Group. Richard, give us the website, please.
Thanks for the correction, Jim. It's very simple. www.parthenon.com. We're a Boston-based consulting company. We do strategy research and market planning research for companies largely in the private equity space, but broadly beyond that, based in Boston, but with offices in San Francisco, London, Mumbai, and again, it's Parthenon.com.
Well, Richard, thank you for that. And, you know, my groupies hold me in such high regard that I have to throw these little devices in there so that they know that I actually am human. And so that's the reason why I do those things. And thank you for allowing me to use your company to do that. Hey, Richard, Standard & Poor's fired a shot across the bow of the United States in saying that the U.S. is full faith and credit could be in jeopardy in a couple of years. The International Monetary Fund fired a shot across America's bow by saying in the next 7 years the United States could stop being the superpower economically that it currently is, being surpassed at that time, according to the IMF, by China. What do you think about all that? Is this something that America should be worried about? Should we take it seriously? Should we be laughing it off? What do you think?
Oh, I think we should absolutely be worried. We should be very worried. In the last segment, we talked about the housing industry, and I want to reiterate that I think that is absolutely the epicenter of our current woes, what's preventing the economy from getting real momentum at this point in time. But if the question is what is our single greatest long-term problem, it is absolutely the level of debt and the persistence of very large deficits as we go forward. So all of these warning shots across the bow, I think, are very appropriate. And the problem is long-term problems tend not to be as pressing as short-term problems that we're facing right away. So there's been some very, very encouraging developments. You know, the Paul Ryan path to prosperity approach to reducing long-term deficits, and the White House has recently come forward with a counterproposal. A big debate is brewing. I believe this is going to be at the very top, if not number one, in the top three of legislative priorities in Washington, D.C., over the course of the next year. And frankly, it's sort of exciting because we really have an ideological discussion here. It's between less government, more spending. It's between the individual and the collective. I think it's going to ultimately play out at the polls, which in a democracy is what you want.
Richard, I've been saying along the lines of what you're saying here, what I've been saying for the last few months is, with all the things that we know are true, like you say, the housing, our current debt level, our deficit spending, the fact that we have 20th century promises and expectations that cannot be funded by a 21st century reality, what this means to me is that every American breathing air from now and into the reasonable future is going to have a gut check America is going to have a gut check with itself about what we want this company to be, this country to be, going forward in the rest of the century. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree, and you know, people have said it before, but it's true. In the abstract, everyone's for getting debt under control and reducing deficits in the abstract, and then when it comes to the specifics of which programs are to be reduced or which taxes are
right.
increased,
which ox gets gored.
Yeah, but this is what I think Americans need to come to terms with. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. I do think people are increasingly recognizing that, and there's going to be, again, a lot of discussion about how that is necessary, so I think the bottom line is inescapable. But you're right. People want one thing, they want the other, and the two are irreconcilable. So that's where democracy comes into action. And we have done things like this in the past, by the way. I mean, late 80s, early 90s, we had large deficits. They were postponed. They were postponed. Circumstances forced the reality upon political leaders. The Bush administration, then the Clinton administration, did things which, under normal circumstances, would have been politically difficult, and ultimately proved to be very politically damaging for the first President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, there were some actions taken, and as you recall, in the 1990s, our deficits turned into surpluses as a consequence of those tough actions.
But we've got to have politicians who are leading this country, through the government of our country. We've got to have 21st century thinkers. And I think we have too many people on both sides of the aisle who are still 20th century thinkers. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I think 20th century thinkers in the sense that a lot of the approaches to government in terms of how we run it is somewhat outmoded. But I got to tell you, Jim, I think I might disagree with you on this
point. Well, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you disagree with me. I'm going to give you a whole segment to disagree with me. It's some of the best fun I have, folks, when people disagree with me. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Richard DeCaser is going to bring it in the next segment. Stay with us.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.